said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabach.
Mary Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless they start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabach. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wgbw.fm/contest-terms.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Distillery and Winery in Denmark, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
I've never experienced a night like that Tuesday night. I had most of my, let's just start it this way. I went outside that evening, and that afternoon the winds were so strong it blew a tree onto my car. And wow. Then that night I went outside, and you know, they tell you something sounds like a freight train. The winds were so strong it sounded like a locomotive.
No kidding.
It was a rough night, man. I was up all night. I had packed the car with my son, and it's a really interesting experiment to be like, okay, I'm gonna lose my house. What do I take?
Right.
You know, fortunately, I actually didn't end up having to evacuate. I live in Pasadena, just south of the Rose Bowl, but everywhere from the Rose Bowl north and then all the way to the east through Altadena. Oh man. Unfortunately, I have 6 friends that lost their homes. One of the producers on Just a Bit Outside, fortunately, his home's standing, but he's still not back in it.
No kidding.
The streets are it's apocalyptic what happened up there.
Yeah.
And also on the Palisades. It's hard to grasp. Even living here, it's hard to grasp. I mean, I've driven through some of the neighborhoods, and wow, it's but you know what, one good thing that came out of it, I think, is it LA doesn't feel a lot of times like a community. So
yeah,
big and diverse, and also rent it goes on for tens and tens of miles in every direction, that it actually felt like a community for once. And you know, it kind of brought out the best in people. Yeah. So, you know, trying to help out where we can.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear. And it's weird, Sean. I mean, when I lived out there, you'd always see the fires in the hills and we'd see ash come down into the valley. I lived in the Valley Village area and yeah. It just didn't seem like, well, it's never going to touch us. And then when you saw what happened a couple months ago, it's like, wow, this can happen at any time. It is absolutely real. It was horrifying. So glad you're okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's fortunately people listened to the, listened to the fire and the police most everybody evacuated, which, thrilled about because it could have been a lot worse.
Absolutely. Well, good for you. Now, listen, here's the other question. When something like that happens, Sean, I know when I moved back here, people are like, oh, you're much better off here than with all those earthquakes and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, you know, we went through a couple earthquakes, but I'm more worried about slipping on ice here than I am. Like, but that was the first time I looked and saw what was happening and said, yeah, I don't know if I want to go back there. The fire just scared the living daylights out of me. Did you have any moment during that time where you thought, well, maybe the Midwest isn't so bad, or did it affect you?
First of all, I love the Midwest. I'm, you know, grew up in Milwaukee and Brookfield. Yeah. So I'm, you know, I mean, I have designs to, you know, maybe, you know, spend some more time there as I get older. But no, I love it. I mean, there's nothing. Yeah. The summers are great. The falls are the best in the world. So
definitely.
I will say the it has an effect. You know, the biggest thing right now is the heat. The heat in the summer has gotten even over the 30 plus years I've lived here. It's gotten worse, and so it's really a difficult. Believe it or not. It's really hard to live here in June, July, or really July, August, September. So anyway, that's my little.
Yeah. Makes you want to jump in a freshwater lake, I'm sure.
Well, it does.
All right. So it's great to have you here, Sean. I saw that you have a couple of Wisconsin screenings coming up. For those who might not know who are listening, give us a little bit of background about the documentary first, and then we'll get to your screenings.
Well, happy to. I mean, the real backstory is that I was 14 years old in 1982 and had the good fortune of my parents having season tickets. So, and they always had to the Brewers, I believe since almost year one. I grew up obviously, just dyed in the wool Brewer fan, and as with all Wisconsin sports teams too, as we all are. But I was able to watch this magical season from County Stadium, from the same seats, whenever I could get the tickets from my dad.
Right.
So it was so memorable to everybody who lived through it, no matter your age at that time. And the characters were so memorable. We felt like we knew them. You could see them in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Felt like you could approach them. And then, so that's the real backstory. And also remembering how dramatic the season was, the ups and the downs, the expectations, and then those crazy series at the end, losing 3 out of 4 to Baltimore, winning the last game to make the playoffs, losing 2 in Anaheim, coming back and being the first team in pro history to win 3 in a row at home in a 5-game series to clinch. And then the crazy World Series we had, the ups and downs, we're in the advantage and they're in the advantage, and then we're winning going to the bottom of the sixth. So it was, an incredible ride. Now cut to about 4.5 years ago, Kelly Call, who was 15 years old at the time, who's my producing partner on this. He was 15 from Burlington, and he caught all the games on Channel 18 back in the day and on radio with, of course, the great Bob Uecker calling them. And he went on that same ride. And so he he's kind of a big deal. He was president of the CBS for 6.5 years. So when he would go to he went to a couple of golf tournaments, and he got paired up with his childhood hero, Gorman Thomas. And they golfed together, and Gorman asked Kelly all about his favorite shows on CBS. And Kelly asked Gorman all about the stories of 1982. And Kelly came back and he said, I think there's something here. Gorman's telling me some really stories I've never heard before. And that's when we embarked on this project.
So great. My guest is Sean Hanisch, who made the film Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. It played through Wisconsin. I know it was in Marcus Theaters. Sean, I assume you guys have done other film festivals. You were on right before the film came out, and I love talking to filmmakers after they've been through the process of the release. Were your expectations met, exceeded? Do you still have a ways to go? How do you feel about how everything played out after the release?
Well, I would say it wildly exceeded my expectations.
Fantastic.
When you, you know, I'll say this, you know, as a filmmaker, you know, 20 years ago or even 12 years ago when my first film came out, you're kind of, the expectation is to hopefully be in theaters. This day and age, the expectation is, oh, I hope to be on streaming. Yeah. But as filmmaker, you're like, no, there's nothing like everybody sitting together in the dark in the theater and watching a story as a community. And so to be able to be in Marcus Theaters, we thought we were going to be there for 2 weeks in like a half dozen theaters. And we ended up being in theaters for 2 months.
Wow.
And that's not because Marcus was just being nice to us. They were right. Great partners. They were amazing partners. But it's because of the word of mouth, and the people really enjoyed. Some of these screenings turned into like tailgates.
Oh, that is great.
People coming in their jerseys, like, you know, people in their, you know, Yelich jerseys, people in their, you know, Robin Yount jerseys.
Yeah. And
they'd have a couple beers or sodas at the bar, bring them into the theater and cheer like they're at a game. And they, you know, it's something really, really special. We'll never forget it. It's really launched a really good word of mouth. I mean, you know, I hope this doesn't come off as like a humble brag, but it, you know, we're currently 100% audience rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh my gosh. Fantastic.
Again, talk about wildly exceeding expectations. I think people, when they see the movie, even if they're not a Brewers fan or even if they're not a baseball fan, they're pleasantly surprised to discover these really interesting characters and go on this really emotional ride.
That is incredible, Sean. And it's not a brag. First of all, when someone dedicates their life to making a film, the entire process, the script, pre-production, production, post, you know, you've been through it. It's so much work. It's such a tedious process. You can brag all you want, especially 100% on Rotten Tomatoes is incredible.
Thank you.
You have a couple screenings coming up in Wisconsin, and that's why I kind of wanted to have you. We have to do a quick break, but let's talk about those when we come back. Are you going to be at the Wisconsin Film Festival?
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. I'll be there too. I can't wait.
Fabulous.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that after a very short break. Sean Hanisch is here, the director and the creative force behind Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. You can find out next where to see that in the theater while you still can here in Wisconsin. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got to live together. I am no better, neither are you. We are the same, whatever we do. You love me, you hate me, you know me, and then you can figure out the bag I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From DePere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, this is John Legend, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Breaking sports news here, ladies and gentlemen. Norfolk has cut the lead from 32 to 22. Florida now leads by only 22 points. Stand by. That is an upset in the making.
I told you they're a second half team.
We will keep you abreast of the situation, ladies and gentlemen. This is fun. It's a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr is not with us. Rocker is. That's the great thing about Max Inc. Radio. They're somewhat interchangeable. They know music, and Rocker will be here to tell us all about some new music you probably haven't heard. That's coming up at 7:35. We have a few more minutes with our current guest, Sean Hanisch, the director behind Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. So, Sean, where, aside from the Wisconsin Film Festival, do you know when your screening is then, and where else can people see it if they don't go to the festival?
At the festival, we're screening Friday, April 4th.
Nice.
And you can find all that at the Wisconsin Film Festival website.
Great.
The other screenings we're having, actually, the Times in Wauwatosa is doing a whole kind of early baseball season series. So they've got Moneyball, they've got Major League.
Oh, great. Durham,
and they programmed us in for next Friday and Saturday night, the 29th and 30th down in Wauwatosa. So, you know, and it's funny, our website always kind of keeps everybody up to date as to the local screenings, because every once in a while, an independent cinema, an independent theater will jump out and say, hey, you know, we'd love to show your film. And we're always, if we can, we will.
That's yeah. All I'll say. So, all right. So those are great. You mentioned the website. Where can people, is it justabitoutside.com? Where can people go for that kind of?
Yeah, justabitoutside, movie.com.
Perfect. All right. So check that out. You have, Sean, I think I'm kind of fascinated by, there's another Wisconsin guy. I don't know if you've ever crossed paths with him in LA, Steve Burrows, great guy. Also from Milwaukee. He made a film called Chump Change. He was in the narrative world. Then he went and did commercials. And now he's got this award-winning HBO documentary called Bleed Out, where he did a documentary about his mother. I'm fascinated by people like you that can have success in the narrative world and then jump out and do a documentary and have success there too. What made you, not that you ever regret it, but that's a commitment. Like, documentaries take a while. So you're stepping away from your bread and butter to make this documentary. Were you scared, or were you ever like, is this worth it?
The worth it question is, you know, you kind of, when you're deciding, there's a moment where you're kind of like, am I all in on this?
Yeah.
And there was a moment early on, really when we talked to Gorman and, you know, and Kelly and I really got our heads together that we thought, you know, there's something here. After we interviewed Robin Yount, who's our first interview, then we were all in, and you're like, you could kind of feel what the movie was going to be like. So
yeah.
I don't know, you know, as a filmmaker, there's no, you know, I will say your filter gets tighter the more experience you have. And you're like, is that really going to make a good story? Will people really be interested in that? And like, why would people be interested in that now? Mm. And once you can, I was able to answer all of those questions, at least in my mind. And I knew the story had a lot of heart. So I guess that answers your question of,
yeah,
was it going to be worth it? I mean, was it worth it to me? I got to sit down with all of my childhood heroes.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I'm glad the movie turned out, but even just the experience of the process was awesome. As regards jumping from narrative to documentary, I will say this, it's very different, but at its core, it's very similar. Like the mode of production is very different. In narrative film, everything is based on the script. Literally everything, your casting, right, your financing, your locations, your editing schedule, everything. In documentary, you're writing that script in the edit bay. So I will admit, while editing a narrative feature is a 3-4-6 month process, editing a documentary is, in this case, about two and a half years.
Wow.
And that's really where the stamina comes in.
Yeah.
You know? And it's, I will admit, you know, being a narrative filmmaker and this being my first documentary, I was a little frustrated by how long it was taking us in post, but it is its own process. And I, you know, the goal was just to make the best film possible. And I think, you know, I think we accomplished it.
That's great. My guest is Sean Hanisch. You can see his film Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers at the Wisconsin Film Festival April 4th or in Wauwatosa on the 29th and 30th. Go to justabitoutsidemovie.com. The movie or movie? I guess if you Google it, they'll find it.
It's movie. Okay.
I made you have to think there, didn't I?
No, I know. It's the movie.
The movie, okay.
Just a Bit Outside, the movie.
Got it. All right, very cool. So what's next for you? You got another, you going back into the narrative world? You going to make another doc?
Well, can I let folks know where they can see the movie outside of theaters?
Absolutely. Oh, I was going to ask, I forgot to ask you that anyway. Yeah.
Well, I was going to, great news is we came out on DVD about 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
And ever since we came out, we're the number one documentary DVD on Amazon.
Oh, fantastic.
It speaks to the fans. It speaks to the great fans in Wisconsin, because I'm sure, you know, a lot of those are from, although they're from outside the state too, but really appreciate that support.
Yeah.
The really big news that we released, less than 48 hours ago, is that we're going to be streaming on the Roku channel starting April the 11th.
Okay. I thought I saw that. Okay.
And that's free.
That's fantastic.
All you have to do is go to the rokuchannel.com. You can watch it on your phone. You can watch it on your iPad. You can watch it on your, you know, smart TV. We're so excited. It's exclusively on the Roku channel. It starts April the 11th. So now everybody can see it, and we're not just opening in the U.S. It's Canada, UK,
yeah, Mexico. That's fantastic, Sean. Hey, listen, congratulations. A successful theatrical run, DVD, and now a stream or two. Well done. Very impressive. And I hope I run into you at the Wisconsin Film Festival. It'll be great to say hello.
I'll be there. Kelly and I will be there. I'd love to meet in person.
Absolutely. Continued success, my friend. Thanks for taking the time
tonight.
Thank
you so much, Pete. We appreciate you guys.
Sean Hanisch, check it out, folks. You have many ways to see Just a Bit Outside now. When we come back, you might have thought there was no Barbie on Friday night because Terry Barr will not be here, but you would be wrong. Rocker joins us after Civic Media's award-winning news team tells you what's up, and maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll have another update on that game. It's getting closer. It's 20 now.
Oh, wow.
A lot of time. 10 minutes. All right, we're coming right back. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Building towers for signers and anything at all. Why the sky and so the sky and leave the sky.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Heathrow Airport appears to be back on track after more than 1,300 flights were canceled or delayed following Friday's fire at a nearby electrical substation. British Airways expects it to take the better part of the weekend to get back on schedule. ABC News has learned that Elon Musk was slated to visit the Pentagon on Friday, where he would, among other things, get a briefing on contingency plans for a war with China, but that plan changed after the New York Times reported it. Musk did go to the Pentagon, but Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said it was to discuss costs.
There was no war plans. There was no Chinese war plans. There was no secret plans. That's not what we were doing at the Pentagon.
Boxing legend and businessman George Foreman has died. That from a statement from his family posted on Foreman's Instagram page. The two-time heavyweight champ would be known to generations in later years for his famous cooking grills. No cause of death was provided by his family. George Foreman was 76 years old. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's Wisconsin against the Brigham Young Cougars. Tonight in the NCAA basketball tournament, Badgers head coach Greg Gard asked what team in the Big Ten reminds him of BYU.
Ourselves, for one. Illinois, a little bit. Illinois shoots a lot of threes. I think BYU may have even more shooters than Illinois. Obviously, for any team that's playing right now is really good.
The tip-off at 6:25. Marquette's season is over. The Golden Eagles lost to New Mexico by 9, 75-66. Head coach Shaka Smart on letting the game slip away.
When we took the lead in the second half, we could really feel a level of momentum. We weren't able to win that next swing minute and just some mistakes that cost us on both ends of the floor.
In hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team skated to a 6-2 win over Minnesota last night. They'll face Ohio State tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock for the national championship in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice start to the weekend with sunny skies today and highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, a mix of rain and snow developing late, becoming breezy as well with a low near 26. On Sunday, a mix of rain and snow changing to all rain with highs in the lower 40s. Right now, it's 30.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A Washington state audit of rejected 2020 mail-in ballots offers insight on whose ballots are more likely to be rejected and recommends actions to reduce that number, over 37,000 in 2024. Primary reasons for rejection include ballots received or postmarked after Election Day, a missing signature on a ballot envelope, or the voter's signature couldn't be confirmed. Auditors found 2020 rates varied from a high of 1.5% in Franklin County to 0.02% in Columbia County, but they also found higher rejections of younger voters, 18 to 21, where 2.6% of ballots were rejected, and black voters at 2.5%. They also found that non-native English speakers were 47% more likely to have ballots rejected. Signature issues can often be cured, but many voters don't or can't correct it. The auditors recommended outreach programs on college campuses, sending letters and calling voters with curable signature issues, more training on signature verification, opening early voting centers 18 days before the election, an advisory committee for disabled voters, and ballot drop boxes for every 15,000 voters. In the 2024 general election, Washington's statewide rejection rate had dropped to 0.94%, but of those, over 24,000 were rejected for a mismatched signature. Find a link to the audit at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we've got Angela Lang from Block here as our co-host for the day. Also, Representative Darren B. Madison, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey! Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Special guest filling in for Terry Barr, the lefty out of the bullpen, as we are referring to him this evening. He co-hosts Max Inc. Radio with Terry and Jimmy, the award-winning Max Inc. Radio, and he joins us tonight for Bar Band Friday, filling in for Terry. It's Rocker. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's happening, Pete? Thanks for having me on tonight.
Hey, thanks for doing this. It's great to talk to you again, especially after all you've been through. How are you doing?
I am doing really well. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. You know, for those who don't know, I died on stage, right? I was playing with my band down here in Madison and had a heart attack on stage. And it saved my life. Wow. Having it on stage in front of people, because I got help immediately. And it took the paramedics and all the people that were there and stuff about 45 minutes to revive me. But after a hospital stay and well, another hospital stay, but now I'm back on the mend, so it's pretty great. I'm feeling great and doing a lot of cardio rehab and eating well and doing all those things to kind of, you know, reclaim health.
Good for you, but I'm very glad to hear that. And that it was such an incredible story. So are you playing again? Are you playing music again?
Not quite.
Not quite.
I'm still kind of, you know, working up strength and getting the stamina back. But I'm fully, you know, working to play drums with the band again.
Excellent. Well, all the more reason I appreciate you filling in tonight, buddy. It's good to see you. And thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.
So I'm kind of leaving this. This is kind of your dime, your dance floor tonight, because we have our typical format, but you've got us some really cool. We've got a lot of different clips here. So where do you want to start, Rocker?
Well, I'll start with Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
Every Saturday night and Sunday night here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 6 p.m. to midnight. And we play Wisconsin made music. We interview Wisconsin artists and a lot of local personalities that are somehow related to the music industry, or sometimes just cool businesses or you know, fundraising events. So there's just a lot of stuff. And we also usually feature a live performance every week. And we have a performer come in and play for us. And sometimes it's a whole band. Sometimes it's a local performer. So it's a lot of fun. But, you know, we unplug from the politics. And it's all about local music. We are local music.
Everybody needs a break. And it's when I first heard, I mean, when I started doing this, I thought preparing a 2-hour show every night was a lot of work. And it is. But preparing a 6-hour show, even though it's once a week, I don't even know how you guys do that. It's very impressive. So let's start with, am I saying this right, Rocker? Harmonious Whale?
Well, let's see. Yeah, let's go with Harmonious Whale. What I like to do is preview some shows that are coming around.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of Madison shows right now loaded up. Harmonious Whale, they are going to be playing Saturday, March 22nd at the North Street Cabaret. That's at North Avenue, Eakin Park in Madison.
Okay.
And Harmonious Whale, they are purveyors of Americana-infused gypsy jazz.
Wow.
Sims Delaney Potoff, he is a mandolin virtuoso, band leader, vocalist. He went to school at Berklee School of Music. Maggie Delaney Potoff, she's a vocalist extraordinaire and his wife, but her percussive instrument of choice is a cardboard box.
What?
And she plays, she plays that with brushes. And it's great. You know, the box still has the logo on it. Could come from a restaurant or, you know, Amazon. But she gets amazing sound out of it. It's pretty cool. Scott Lavenka, a gypsy guitar whiz, and then a master bassist, Forrest Evans, who dazzles on upright bass. So they've been around for 30 years here in Madison.
Jeez.
And they're about to put out a new album. And I thought I'd bring in a little song that they did, Beyond the Pale. This is from their latest album. This is Harmonious Whale.
All right.
30 days out on the road.
That was Harmonious Whale, a little sampling from Beyond the Pale. And that's, you call that Americana-infused gypsy jazz, Rocker?
Yeah.
Love that mandolin. Well,
really good. Really entertaining, too. Great storytellers. Really fun band to see. You can go see them coming up at the North Street Cabaret in Madison on Saturday, March 22nd.
Very cool.
And let's move on to Automatic Lover. They're kind of a newer band within the last year here in Madison. Just It's music that moves you. Singer, producer from Sonora, Mexico, the singer, a Grammy-nominated disciple of the original funky drummer Clyde Stubblefield, that is Joey B. Banks, his understudy. Keyboard steeped in jazz and salsa, me guitars raised on 80s hardcore and Afrobeat, and a bass that slaps back at acid jazz roots.
Holy smokes. And a whole
horn section. So they're playing Saturday, March 22nd at the Red Rooster here in Madison on Seaforth Road. And this song is kind of interesting. The clip I picked, we're going to start with the guitar solo because I wanted to really check out these guys, how they jam. But they're just a great band. This is a song called Helena. This is Automatic Lover.
Awesome. Boy, the Red Rooster is going to be jumping March 22nd. That's awesome.
I mean, you can't help but move your feet when they're playing. I mean, they're just an energetic, super fun band to see.
I love it. That's great.
All right. I got two more for you tonight.
Let's do it.
There's the 7th annual Respect. It's a celebration of women in music, March 29th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. And what they do is they have the Big Payback, a band which has a giant horn section, you know, really big. I think it's a 9-piece band. And so what they do is they back a bunch of local female singers from around the area. And then each of those singers kind of cover a woman in music that is extremely famous.
Oh, cool.
So you have people like Teresa Marie, who's the singer from People Brothers Band. She's going to be covering Chaka Khan. There is Raquel Ailman, and she'll be covering Madonna, Candice Griffin doing Stevie Nicks, and a whole plethora of different artists from here in Madison who are participating. One of them is Lo Marie, and she's singing a Chapel Roan song, and she's a Madison singer-songwriter who studied music and economics at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, and she also tours with a Frank Zappa tribute band called Furious Bongos.
Oh, nice.
And I brought in a song from her last album, and this song is Lo Marie, Fear is a Vampire.
Is a phantom sits on my thoughts, weighing down the freedom of my will alone. Is
very nice.
And Lo Marie will be performing and interviewing on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night. So tune in.
Oh, cool.
And she'll be playing a couple of songs on the radio. And, of course, you can see her with the 7th Annual Respect Show Celebration of Women in Music. That's March 29th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison.
I've never been there. I love that name, High Noon Saloon.
Oh, it's a great, great venue.
Is it downtown? Or is it out?
It's Capital East District on East Washington, just east of the Capitol.
Very nice. Awesome, man. All right. Let's move on. What do you got next, buddy?
All right. Let's see.
Road Trip?
Road Trip, yes. All right. They are an Oshkosh band. They're jamming as a band for nearly three decades. They're mainly a cover band, but have a bunch of original music. They've won a ton of Whammy Awards over the years, and they're going to be playing all over Wisconsin. I'll go through this list quick because it's a lot. Okay. Saturday, March 22nd at the Hortonville Lanes in the Appleton area. Saturday, March 29th at the Junkyard in Wisconsin Rapids. Saturday, April 5th at the Hill Tavern in Beaver Dam. Saturday, April 12th at the Boulevard right here in Madison. And Friday, April 18th at the Wharf in Manitowoc. And the big thing is that April 24th, they're going to be playing at the Great North Commons during the NFL draft. That's steps from Lambeau Field in Green Bay.
Sweet.
This is their original song. It's called 2 Days. This is Road Trip.
That's great.
They're pretty good. They've been around for a long time. So check them out. Find them on online to see their whole schedule. They're playing everywhere.
I just pulled them up. Yeah, this is great. They have a great site, too. Check out roadtripband.com if you like that, folks. That's awesome.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, I think, Conrad, are we doing okay? No, not. Can we do a quick break first, Rocker?
We sure can.
All right. I'll tell you what. Why don't we got about a minute. You want to set this up, and then we'll come back and play the song?
Sure. You know, there's this band called Last Crack, and I actually used to manage them back in the early 2000s. They were on Roadrunner Records back in the 90s, and when the singer had heard about what had happened to me, he was like, hey, let's get the band to get back together for a show and do a show called the Rocker Jamboree. So when we come back, I'd like to tell you about the Rocker Jamboree and Last Crack and some other bands that haven't played in 20 years that are reuniting for a great cause, including myself.
That's awesome, man. You must have been a pretty good manager, too, if they're willing to come back and do all this. Most of those relationships, or a lot of them, don't end so well, so good for you. Rocker is here. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do a very quick break, and we'll be right back to wrap this thing up. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about, and truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Monday night on Nightlight. We have another great show planned for you guys. The director of A Road at Night, John Roach, will be here. John is also one of the writers of the film The Straight Story, which was co-written by Mary Sweeney and directed by David Lynch. He will be here Monday night at 6:35 to talk about his film that will be in the Wisconsin Film Festival, and actor Ezekiel Drews will be here in the second hour. That's Monday. We have a few more minutes with our guest tonight, Rocker, who is filling in for Terry Barr, his colleague at Max Inc. Radio. And we've been introduced already to four pretty cool bands. And now we have a fifth clip here, Rocker. We kind of set it up, but is there anything else you want to tell us before we get back at it?
Yeah, let me get back to say that my co-hosts, Terry Barr and Jimmy K. Jimmy K. really kind of pioneered this Rocker Jamboree. To kind of help me out, there's been some medical expenses, and also to benefit Mama Cares, which is a division of the Madison Area Music Association. And Mama Cares is a fund that basically helps musicians in their time of crisis. So, you know, more often than not, it's a medical crisis, and musicians don't necessarily have health insurance as much as normal people. So they need a little help with Mama Cares. So this benefit will have Last Crack, who hasn't performed in 20 years, Magic Seven, which is an offshoot of that band, and people, they're really big here in Madison and around Wisconsin. And that will be Sunday, May the 4th, from 1 to 5 p.m. here in Madison at the Burr Oak. And this is from their latest album, The Uprising, in 2019. We're going to play a song called Three Ghosts. This is Last Crack.
Awesome. There's a sample of what you'll hear at the Rocker Jamboree on May 4th from 1 to 5 p.m. At the Burr Oak. That sounds like a blast, dude.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
You'll be able to play by then? And if so, would you?
Well, I won't be playing with any of those bands. Okay. And my band won't be at this event. But I'm hoping to get back to a show around the fall with my band Iron Plow.
Okay. Buddy, I'm so glad you're doing well and you're back at it, at least on Max Inc. It's such a great show. You guys do a phenomenal job, and I really appreciate you filling in for Terry tonight. This has been fun.
Thanks, Pete. I appreciate it. It's been
Anytime.
A lot of fun.
All right. Have a great show tomorrow night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's Rocker. Check out Max Inc. Radio every Saturday night from 6 to midnight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. They do such a great job. And Terry, by way of Max Inc., has introduced us to so many great bands over the last year on Barbie and Friday Night, and this was kind of fun to do things a little differently, right?
Yeah,
I liked hearing a little clip like that of everybody.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. All right, so I'd like to thank Rocker for being here tonight. That was fun. Sean Hannish was a lot of fun to talk to Sean again about his film Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. And Civic Media's own Don Brown. That was a blast, too. Just a lot of fun. Thank you for your text. We do have a text, Conrad, that I haven't read yet. Are you aware of that?
We have two.
And Ali, we know you're trying to call. Apologies. We're having issues with our phones. So I'm sorry we missed your call tonight. But don't give up on us. We'll get this figured out. It gets a little better every day. Pamela from Wisconsin Rapids, that's in the 715. She says, thanks to Rocker for mentioning Road Trip at Junkyard Bar and Grill in Wisconsin Rapids. Junkyard is one of our local advertising clients here. And that's from Pamela at WFHR. Pamela, thank you as always for listening. You guys are doing great work at WFHR. A lot of award nominations this week, so that'll be exciting to see what happens there. Steady Eddie, what would this show be without a Steady Eddie text? Right. From the 608, our buddy Steadfast Edward says, Pete, about 50 years ago, I worked at a Mexican restaurant, Paco's, on Upper State Street, just down from the Capitol in Madison. All the food was good, but what I remember most is that workers at the restaurant got a free bottle of cerveza beer after their shift was over. It was excellent Mexican beer. Cerveza and Mexican food served together es muy bueno. You didn't know I was bilingual, did you, Conrad? I tortured Plato Mixo or whatever it was, but I got this one. I've heard those terms. Steady Eddie, that's awesome. This is all making me hungry again. That's the problem when we do food questions, is my mouth is like watering my entire drive home. And then I'm stuck with like McDonald's and Arby's if I want to eat. Quite live up to it.
Do you want to do one last update?
Yes, let's hear it. Wow. This is going to wreck everybody's brackets, but Florida looks like they're going to hang on 95-69 over Norfolk State. 47 seconds left. You know, let's see what happens, but it looks like that one's over.
That just ruins my bracket completely.
Everybody, don't you love? I've noticed it a little bit with this with the tournament too. Mostly NFL guys do this too. They don't want to lose their viewers, so they're like, "This one is not over yet, folks. Couple onside kicks and a Hail Mary, and Buffalo is right back in this one with 2 minutes to go."
They just need to hit like 3-pointers every second, and they're good.
It's never happened before, but. History could be written tonight. Hey, thanks for being part of Nightlight tonight, everyone. Loved your texts and calls, as always. We will be back Monday on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, and the NCAA tournament. Watch a lot of hoops this week, folks. Enjoy yourselves. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director of a new documentary called A Road at Night, John Roach. And then actor Ezekiel Drews joins the show to talk about a fun new musical. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.fm/newsletter. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Heathrow Airport appears to be back on track after more than 1,300 flights were canceled or delayed following Friday's fire at a nearby electrical substation. British Airways expects it to take the better part of the weekend to get back on schedule. ABC News has learned that Elon Musk was slated to visit the Pentagon on Friday, where he would, among other things, get a briefing on contingency plans for a war with China, but that plan changed after the New York Times reported it. Musk did go to the Pentagon, but Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said it was to discuss costs.
There was no war plans. There was no Chinese war plans. There was no secret plans. That's not what we were doing at the Pentagon.
Boxing legend and businessman George Foreman has died. That from a statement from his family posted on Foreman's Instagram page. The two-time heavyweight champ would be known to generations in later years for his famous cooking grills. No cause of death was provided by his family. George Foreman was 76 years old. This is ABC News. New Mexico's governor says she'll sign a bill creating a turquoise safety alert system for missing Native Americans.
California is rethinking the way it taxes drivers.
California has the highest gas taxes in the country, making gas in California far more expensive than anywhere else. Now, as more drivers go electric and don't pay anything in gas tax, the state is missing out on that tax money and is exploring what is called the California road charge. It would replace the gas tax with a mileage-based user fee for drivers who use the roads, essentially charging by the mile instead of the tank. Last year, zero-emission vehicles accounted for about a quarter of California car sales. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The Parker Solar Probe is making its second of three encounters with the sun. The NASA spacecraft flew within 3.8 million miles of the sun in December, closer than any object ever sent before. Next flyby is Saturday. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe he should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And
I think so.
We the people should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wgbw.fm/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Todd Allbus Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. It's just all over the world. I mean,
you have to remember Margaret Thatcher, they had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave?
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care?
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in
school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wgbw.fm/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Barry Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless they start talking about it?